Hi, I'm Emily from SexWithEmily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to Promescent.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can sign up for all of our podcasts. Sign up for our mailing list because it's really time that you get on the Sex with Emily mailing list because I won't bother you with like annoying emails that you want to put in your junk mail. I'm going to give you important information just like these podcasts that will help you improve your sex life. Also, when you sign up for my mailing list, you get a report, the 5 biggest mistakes you're making in bed. We've got one for women, one for men. I know it's been extremely helpful and I'm sure you're perfect in bed, but there might be one or two things on that list that might remind you of yourself and it might help your sex life. So check that out. And also, I just want to thank all my listeners because it's been amazing. The last few weeks, our numbers have just gone crazy. Everyone's downloading the show, so I hope you've all been telling your friends to listen. I really, really appreciate it. And I love hearing from you. I read every single email you send me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. No, I can't always answer them and get back to you right away, but I try to answer them all on the show, and we will let you know when we do. And also, just so you know, we've got a lot of new listeners as well, that we've got 2 different types of shows, basically. So I give out... We have 2 shows a week, 1 on Tuesday and 1 on Friday. Please don't be mad if it comes out on Saturday instead. But what I'm saying is we're shooting for Tuesday and Friday. Tuesdays is a show that I do with Menace. Many of you heard Menace. He's my co-host in San Francisco. So we do some shows together. And then I also do a show with a guest that comes out on Fridays with Anderson here. Hi, Anderson.
Hi.
We're at the Loveline Studios.
It's
which
true.
Is very exciting because then I do Loveline after this. If you don't know what Loveline is, you should check it out. It's an amazing podcast. It's also a radio show, but it might not play where you live. So you can listen to the Loveline podcast and you can listen to Anderson's podcast.
The Film Vault. Oh, it's good stuff.
How and was the lesbian that? Film that you reviewed it, the film that I really want to see?
Don't see that. No.
Ungood. Why?
Blue is the warmest color. It's 3 hours of French porn. Not fun.
I can't sit through 3 hours. Is
yeah,
it
it's
really?
Tough. It's really tough.
Even French porn. Oh, I'm so disappointed.
Like hard. They actually use prosthetic vaginas. There was so much oral sex on screen.
Did they really use prosthetic vaginas?
Prosthetic, yeah.
Speaking of prosthetic vaginas, it's funny that you should say that. I have about 6 of them in my garage right now.
Why would you do that?
Because you should see my... I just want to do a tour of my garage, okay?
Yeah, what happens if, like, God forbid, you pass away and, like, cops have to go and, like, go through your stuff?
They'll be really psyched. They'll be really happy, yes. I should bequeath all my sex toys to someone, though, in my life. Probably my interns or something. Kelsey, I don't know, my assistant.
Their eyes are getting big.
They got big. They're excited over there. But I did from Fleshlight. Do you know Fleshlight? Have you heard of Fleshlight? It's the most popular...
It's for truckers.
It's not for truckers, but it could be for truckers. It could be for men on the road, men in the military, men who are separated from their wives for a little, just guys who like to masturbate and like their penis. And it's basically something that you can have sex with. It looks like a pocket.
It's like a vagina in a can.
It's like a vagina, but it's like amazing. I gave it to my friend the other day, and he named it Sheila, and he hasn't left his house in 3 days. So I'm just saying, check out Fleshlight. Go to goodvibes.com. Use coupon code Emily if you want to buy
it. Do they have the Avatar one over there? Because I remember they had a blue one. A blue Avatar one.
No, I don't have that. Do
you know who is Avatar for Halloween?
Who?
She's sitting across from you.
You were Avatar? Really?
Yes.
Hi. Okay, well, let's introduce my guest. I am so excited for my show right now. I just had to get some housekeeping out of the way. My show tonight, I have Susan Pinsky on the show. Susan is the first lady of love. She is married to Dr. Drew Pinsky. She's actually sitting in his chair right now, which is sort of symbolic. Have you ever sat in his chair?
No, I haven't.
He's been sitting in that chair for 30 years.
No, it's really exciting.
We're going to take pictures of you in the chair.
I'm in his throne.
I could cry right now that you're in his chair. I love Susan. So I just met Susan because I've known Drew. I've been working with him on Loveline for almost a year. And Drew's amazing, very well respected, amazing doctor, amazing everything that he does. He's on the radio. And then his wife, I never met her, heard of her. The first time I met Drew, I was telling you this the other day, he was like, "Have you seen my wife?" And he was like showing me pictures. And he's just, you guys seem very much in love. And so what we're talking about is, well, first of all, let's back up. I met Susan because she's a new podcast, which is doing really well.
I'm doing Calling Out.
It's called Calling Out Today.
Calling Out with Susan Pinsky.
Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. So all you podcasters are listening to my show. If you're interested, you can go to iTunes and tell me about Calling Out. I was on it, but how would you explain it?
We investigate the paranormal and clairvoyant world.
Okay.
And we talk to a lot of people that are in that world and have guests on who get readings and talk about their experiences, you know, their loved ones that have passed on and their futures and their love lives and what's coming and what's behind. And it's kind of an interesting format.
It was amazing. The people that you, the medium, because they really can read what they read into my father.
They see your ancestors and they see your future. They get these weird symbols in their heads and they make up stories and they create your life depending on what they see. They see these visions. And, you know, we've had Lisa Williams on and we've had Rebecca Fearing and we've had AJ. Oh gosh, what was his name? AJ.
Just all these. They're all.
We've had Sharon Klingler, and we're gonna have James Von Prague on.
Oh yeah, actually. He's great. He was on Loveline.
And,
he's amazing.
I'm sorry, AJ. I can't remember.
Well, they can check out your podcast.
No, and honestly, I'm not really a broadcaster, but I really believe in this stuff. I'm not here to ruin my husband's brand. He is an amazing person and he isn't a scientist, but some of this stuff seems so real that you can't just ignore it, you know? And the things that they talk about sometimes are so true to life and we aren't making it up either.
Right.
It's not like I go, okay, you know, I'm going to have, you know,
Emily on
and
here's,
you know, I want you to do a background check on her before you come
right,
on the show.
Exactly.
I mean, we don't have time for that. We have enough time to just get our guests on and have them. And we've had a couple of really good shows. Lisa Williams had a good guest. It was, you know, it was a sad experience for Hannah Anderson and her family. Hannah Anderson's aunt came on and just had a reading, and Lisa was able to tell the entire story from beginning
That's
to
amazing.
End.
That's amazing. With Hannah Anderson, not everyone knows the story.
Was kidnapped by a family friend who had tortured the mother and the son.
Right.
And her daughter was kidnapped by this guy, and then they eventually killed him. And there were some unsolved mysteries in the entire story because when you kill the murderer they don't go to court,
right.
So you don't find out the real story. But she was able to help her great aunt with some closure and explain some things that weren't explained.
Yeah,
that was
amazing.
Yeah,
I heard
and
all that.
She actually did a reading afterwards, a full hour reading, which, you know, is about $800 an hour for these people. I mean, they make pretty good money.
They do.
They're like therapists.
I know, they are like therapists.
But
we have one calling in. Rebecca Fearing is going to call in at 9:15.
Yeah, and she was able to help her, and we want to help people, you know, with some of these clairvoyants
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. It's good that it does help people. And she's going to call in tonight and do a love reading with me. Is that it?
Well, she's...
What if it comes up empty? What if she's like, I see no love. I see no love.
Well, the thing about Rebecca is she comes up with some really great ideas for your life. And
okay.
She'll see things, but she'll also explain what it means. And sometimes they'll just say, well, you know, your grandpa's here, your father's here, and he says hi, which is really reassuring to a lot of people. But Rebecca she's a storyteller, and she'll give
I'm
you
excited.
Some good advice.
I'm excited. So that's going to come on later in the show. But what we're here
I
to talk about...
I hope it's about love. I hope you're going to find...
No, whatever it is. I'm excited to learn more. I need to know more about what's going on in my life because I have no goddamn idea. So, Susan, first of all, you are at First Lady at Love, First Lady of Love
yes.
on Twitter.
Because I'm the First Lady of Love.
You are the First Lady of Love Line.
Yes, I am.
Love that with Dr.
And
Drew.
And I'm not a broadcaster, just so everybody knows. I'm new at this, so I'm really
Oh, my
nervous.
God. You're doing great. I know, because I know what it's like. If I went back and listened to my first few shows, I used to have interns hold up cards in the corner going, finish your sentences. Stop stumbling over your words. Like, I kept listening to the show, and I used to do this thing where I wouldn't finish my sentences.
I have to quit saying anyways.
Yep, anyways. You pause. You say, and you just
times.
Eventually, I think I've stopped doing that. In fact... I've been doing this for 8 years. I mean, so it takes time, and you sound amazing.
Oh,
and
thank
I just
you.
Don't even think about it.
Well,
so,
I stumble a bit.
We all do. But listen, okay, so this is the thing. So Calling Out your podcast, First Lady of Love, and then you, on your Twitter, it was interesting. It says your triplets mom, a board member at Hillsides, and you love your Dr. Drew, HLN, and the Loveline podcast, which is awesome. So the reason why Susan's here today, there's a lot of things we can talk about, but it's interesting because I was actually on Susan's show, which is a really interesting experience because I had the psychic called in, the medium, and gave me a reading. But I actually walked in the door with a huge bag full of sex toys because I just thought I'd like to bring them wherever I go. And I had given some to Drew for you for a while. I was like, I'm just going to bring them for everyone.
She brought me a bag full of dildos.
I did.
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. But I was like, oh,
my
God.
We had a party.
And it was a fun show, but it sort of changed the tenor of the show. So I was hoping I didn't bring down your audience.
No, it was awesome. And I think that show did the best so far.
Oh, good.
I mean, the portal show that we did last week is right up there. But I think we're building a
sex
constituency.
Sex sells. Anytime you want me to come on and bring dildos, I will do that.
The sex helped a lot. It was awesome.
But that opened up a conversation for Susan and I because now we've become like fast friends. We've been like texting and emailing, and we've been talking about, you know, toys and what's been going on in her life because she has a really interesting, challenging, heartbreaking, but also uplifting.
I've had a hard life.
I know you have. You've been through so much, and I just thought
sexually.
I mean,
I've had
so, okay.
Great
we
sex
are going to get
but...
to sex. You're thinking we're not talking about sex, but the reason why I think this is so relevant and your story is like the most amazing story because you actually got through some really hard times is that one of the number one things as a sexologist, one of the top questions that I get asked, you know, by my listeners and by the questions that come in. And I think that most sexologists would probably agree with me. With an estimated 40 million Americans stuck in sexless marriages, mismatched libidos could be the number one sex-related issue facing couples in long-term relationships. And any sex therapist will tell you that mismatched libido is one of the most common problems that you see in a practice. And basically what we mean by mismatched libidos is one partner's enthusiastic about being sexually intimate and the other is more subdued. And this takes a toll on the relationship. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this because I'm going to break this down for you. It's almost guaranteed, and tell me if you can relate to this, when I read this list to you, you're going to see what I mean. It's almost guaranteed that you'll be dealing with one of these issues and that your libido or your partner's will change. Stress, depression, anxiety, age, health, and medical treatments, lifestyle issues such as sleep, exercise, nutrition, tobacco, alcohol consumption, relationship boredom, diminishing sexual attraction to one's partner, relationship issues and anger, lack of sexual enjoyment during partner sex, milestones such as having kids that often test a relationship, lack of prioritization during sex. So if you're in a relationship right now, I don't care if you've been in it for 6 months or 16 years, I'm sure that one of those things, if not two or three or four, have happened.
I had about 50 of those.
I think that Susan can check every single one of those off
well,
her
except
list.
For the one about not having interest in the
because
other
you've
one.
Always had interest.
Oh,
you've
no. My husband is... I know. I've always been attracted to my husband. He's hot, and he's always been hot.
Right.
That was not the problem.
He is very hot and sexy man.
We just had...
Everyone
we had
that.
Everything else. Triplets.
Okay, that's the thing. Like,
right
that,
off the
when
bat.
When you told me that, I'm like, we could do a whole show on the triplets.
We came off the ship from our honeymoon, and I got pregnant with triplets. And so... The first 3 months, I couldn't have sex. And the last 3 months, I couldn't have sex. My libido was, you know, out of this world. Because when you get pregnant with triplets, you have
right.
all these hormones. But I also had all this hormone treatment because I had in vitro. And it kind of changed my hormonal existence. After I had the babies, I was diminished of any kind of hormone known to human life. And
right.
I didn't have
you
a sex drive.
You tried every hormone?
As soon as the babies were born, if I looked at a porn, I just could not even get aroused. And that was not me. Because
right.
I was always very active sexually. And Drew and I had a really good relationship for 7 years before we got married.
Okay.
We were always very active and very, very attracted to each other. And as much as he tried... it wasn't working. So I went to the doctor and I asked him, you know, what could I do? And he said, well, you need to get therapy. And I said, there's something else. It's not just that. I know. And then I got depressed and, you know, because the babies were driving me nuts
how do you
for
have
the first
freak?
6 months.
How do you even...
And I had sleep deprivation. Another, check
right.
another
depression,
one.
Right. Right.
I went to another doctor. There were a whole bunch of doctors in the office. I've worked, you know, with several
right.
doctors after that. And, I went to my original obstetrician who delivered the babies, an amazing guy. And he said, well, listen, you know, this happens to a lot of women, so you should probably go on birth control. Because I didn't need birth control because I had some surgery to sort of change the size.
Right.
I had some issues with my uterus and stuff like
right.
that. So so I went on the birth control and it seemed to help. You know, it helped me help with the dryness, help with me just wanting to have sex once we got me warmed up, which took about 200 days. If you wanted to have sex with me, you had to tap dance your way through.
Right.
You know, because I was slow to get started. And Drew was very patient and waited, didn't stray, thank God. And we, you know, the first 6 months was really tough with our kids because we had triplets and they one
did
had
you
call.
Help or how did
I had help, but it was just really stressful. So, you know, then I had the stress and then no sleep. Then as time went on, big breath, we kept trying to regenerate our relationship and it was, you know, it was tough for the first couple of years. But then as time went on, when they were about four, I had two deaths in my family. Oh. My mother and my grandmother died.
Oh my God.
And we were moving into a new house and I decided to become a travel agent because I had to have something to do because when I got out of college, I wanted to be able to work. So I was working and I was moving to a big house and I had 4-year-olds and my mother and my grandmother died. I got super depressed.
Death is a whole other thing.
Super depressed. But what I didn't know was I was going through menopause, perimenopause at that time.
And at an earlier age, how old were you then?
I was 40.
Okay.
So, you know.
Which is a little early, right?
This was between 31. Between 31 and 40, the kids were, I wasn't 40. It was like, I think the perimenopause was more in the late 30s.
Okay.
So, you know, we did okay. I mean, sexually, we still were attracted and we got through it and it was okay. But then it kind of hit, it stalled out when the perimenopause hit. And then I started getting really depressed and anxious. There's the anxiety on the list.
Right. Check, check.
So I started going to therapy because I was really stressed out. Drew was on the road quite a bit, and I would have the kids all to myself for weeks at a time, and I was losing my mind, you know. And then he'd come home and he wanted to have sex, and I was like, no.
What?
Yeah. That was Drew chiming in.
Oh.
That's
you're gonna
pretty
play
much,
Drew tonight?
That's okay. Pretty much the way he reacted. He was like, and he would, it was really funny because I remember that if we didn't have sex for like a week or so, he would start pacing at the end of the bed with this really mopey look on his face. And I always felt really bad.
Of course,
because I couldn't take care of him. I was taking care of three kids. I was mentally deficient.
You needed a fleshlight.
He did. He did. And I had no interest whatsoever. And I have this theory that, you know, when women hit middle age and they go through menopause, that they all will become lesbians because they're just so tired of having to deal with the man's libido because theirs is so high and yours is zero. It's like, oh God, here we go again.
Right.
You know?
And it's like stressful anxiety. And every time you're going to the bedroom, you think it's going to mean this and then you know what's going to happen. He's going to be pacing the bedroom.
At one point, I made a bet one time with him and Adam that Drew couldn't come home and have sex with me every night after Loveline because I said, it's impossible for you to have sex every day with me. You just won't be able to do it. And he goes, oh, yeah? And it was like a bet. He did.
He did?
I couldn't believe it. I was like, how can you do that? Like,
He's a man.
But
and
I
you're
liked
a beautiful
it.
Woman. You're
I
his
liked
wife.
It.
Right, you liked it. Okay, so you got your libido back to have sex with them every night, or
but
no?
But then we got back to our life experiences, and it was like once a week again. But whenever you start pacing, I would think, uh-oh, I think it's been a while. And I'd look at him, I'd go, oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's been 2 weeks since we had sex. And he'd be like, I'm going to kill you.
He'd be
right
like
now.
17 days and 2 hours and 6 minutes.
Please have sex with me. Please. So, you know, I feel bad for all those years, Drew. I really apologize. I now, as I went through menopause and I changed, I went into my physicians and I just was begging him, you know, my husband really has a high libido, and Drew does. He's always been a very sexual person. And I would say he's a very passionate man. And so I said, well, you know, I really have a problem because my husband wants it a lot more than me. And I was told, you know, maybe you should get him a mistress or something.
Oh, my
like,
God.
No, I don't want.
Are you serious?
I said, that's not going to work.
Wait a minute.
That's not going
to work. A therapist told you to
a
do
doctor.
That?
Yeah,
no, yeah. So anyways.
I want
I
my
said,
wife
okay.
to see that doctor.
So anyways. Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't think Drew would do that, though. You know how
no,
he is.
No, he wouldn't. No.
He's adamantly against it. So I started laughing, like, okay.
But still, for a doctor to say that to you.
Yeah, well, you
well,
know,
whatever. Okay, so maybe we have joking, your other doctor, Jennifer's on the phone,
sometimes
too.
When you,
talking to Dr.
Sometimes
Jennifer.
When you joke around, you never, you know, I right. was very serious and in pain, and you never know. It might have been right. a joke. But anyways, I said, okay, this has got to change. So we started all these treatments. I took a lot of hormone replacement, which worked.
Okay.
But, it, you know, it got me into, it sort of prolonged my my womanhood. I guess you kind of, you hit a certain age where you just feel like, you kind of feel sad when your period goes away.
Right.
But then, and when it does, your body changes, your hair falls out, your eyebrows fall out, you feel really bad about yourself, your hips start to fill out, you know, you're just depressed and you're kind of angry and you have more girlfriends than you used to because right. you're not thinking about men as
right.
much. And it's a different feeling. I mean, it's nothing horrible, but that's, women are very comfortable with that. Like I said, half of them become lesbians and they leave their husbands and they, because they're happy with other women.
Right. Okay.
So, but my friend actually, had a hysterectomy and she said, oh, I met this doctor and she gave me these things called pellets and she was the last person that wanted to have sex in the whole, like her poor husband, he was always whining about the fact that she never wanted to have sex.
Right.
And she had had some really bad medical problems. So, you know, it was really not, she wasn't really into it. And she said, and now I want to have sex twice a day.
Wow.
And I looked at her and I was like, what? Wait, where do I get some of that?
Sign me up. So this is with Dr. Jennifer Park, who's actually, we have her on the phone right now.
Yes.
We could talk to her about the pellet
yes.
therapy that
and
you
so would. You know, I marched down and I signed myself up and the best day of my life. I you know, she gave me the hormone therapy and immediately I became the aggressor in the relationship.
Like how immediate? Like how
I mean, you
often
have to understand after,
you...
after being with somebody for 25 years and you're right. always the one who's waiting to be aggressed. To suddenly become the aggressor.
He must have had a heart. He must have been the happiest man in the world.
Oh,
you're like a tiger.
He was so tickled. He was like a little boy with a new lollipop. And he was so excited. And I my body changed. I grew a couple of bra sizes and my hips
ooh,
slimmed down. Got,
wow.
I wanted to go to the gym more often.
Can I take it too or no?
Okay. I'm sure we can work something out. And I, you know, my skin changed, my hair changed. Men started hitting on me. Like I was always, when I was younger, I'd always, you know, turn heads when I would walk by. And as I sort of hit middle age, it stopped. You feel a difference. I the only guys I would attract were the homeless guys.
Right.
Sociopath. And all of a sudden, you know, like men would like kind of notice me and you feel that vibe again.
Right.
And I thought, well, geez, I think those are pheromones. I'm getting that feeling back, you know, like I'm vital and beautiful again. So, and of course I was having sex once or twice a day with my husband on a regular basis. It was really a huge difference. And made me feel so like so happy, you know.
Right.
And then also
I'm sure
because of the hormones, which Jennifer can explain, it gives you, it takes away all that anxiety. Like if I had had the hormone treatment in my 40s early, I would have been so much happier. I would never have gone on antidepressants. I don't
right.
think my hair wouldn't fallen out. I would have been a lot happier. I would have had a lot more energy. I would have been able to maybe handle some more of the stressors because of the combination of hormonal, you
right.
know.
But weren't you already trying hormone therapy earlier? You said you
yeah,
tried
was,
some, but it wasn't the right kind. There's so many different kinds.
Yeah, you know, when you take pills, you some days you miss them, and then you go into these horrible hot flashes. You're sweating all night. You go through menopause over and over again. You don't get any sleep. You wake up in a bad mood. You lose 5 pounds in sweat and feel just god awful. It's and then the whole day you're nervous. Your friends feel sorry for you. You barely make it through the day. And it's not enough coffee in the world to get
right.
through a bad hormonal influx in the middle of the night.
No.
Because you're covered in sweat. And
right.
Just,
so how did you and Drew, like how did you guys talk about this stuff? Like it was, I mean, your marriage.
Of
I mean,
course.
All
and,
the time.
And he would
like,
go, well, don't forget to take your pills. You
right.
know? And then obviously 10 years ago, maybe, I'm not really sure, Jennifer can tell us. These treatments weren't available. And
oh, okay. So it's a fairly new treatment. Should we bring Jennifer on right now?
Yes,
just talk
please.
To her for a few minutes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Jennifer. Yes. Jennifer Park.
Yes.
How are you? Thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, Jennifer.
Okay, so you saved her life. Can you tell us a little bit more about this treatment?
Yeah, I mean, the hormone pellets, it's basically a combination of both estrogen, but I also give women testosterone. And I think that's the biggest difference than all the other kind of hormone replacements that's out there. Testosterone is our sexual hormone, and women need it. We all make a little bit of it, and we don't need as much as a male,
right?
But we need a little bit, and that's what's really different about the pellets.
But do all women, like when you say all women need it, do you mean all women going through menopause or premenopausal, or at what point do you think
all women have testosterone throughout their life?
Right.
I mean, it comes and goes with our cycle. There's times during our menstrual cycle where it's the highest. And it just really after in our 30s, it really just starts to decline. Our ovaries just make it in smaller and smaller amounts. So we really start to feel it, the loss of it, somewhere around the age of 35, and just progressively gets worse through our 40s. Ugh. And ultimately, we just stop making it once we're through menopause.
Okay. And so women can take, so it's pills or you give it's the pellet?
The pellets work better than pills. I mean,
seems like
the only other way to get it is potentially through a cream or some kind of gel. But the pellets work well because they go underneath the skin and then they release the hormone right into your bloodstream, just like your ovaries used to do. So okay. I find it to be one of the most effective methods of hormone replacement. It mimics the body as close as we could get it.
Okay. Now, what about women who are, let's say, in their 20s or 30s, or they had kids, and they're not experienced, they have a low libido, let's say.
Yeah,
and
I mean, the treatment, it is from lower testosterone levels. I mean, some of it is situational,
right,
by all means, but it's definitely easier, and women are more receptive to sex if they're testosterone's higher.
So
only problem with testosterone is that it can cause birth defects. I mean, women, if you take testosterone and you get pregnant,
I see.
Yeah, it can cause birth defects. So we kind of reserve this treatment really only for women who are done having kids.
Uh-huh. So there's a perk of already having kids.
Exactly. Three kids at once.
I'm sorry.
So no, it's I don't think I'm gonna have kids,
it's a
so
life
I might be calling you. So this is interesting. And how new is this? Is this pellet therapy?
Actually, this has been out since the 1930s. It came to the United States a long time ago. It just isn't as well known.
I wish I had known.
Other hormone therapies. Yeah, it came out the same time as Premarin, which is a very, very popular drug.
I took that.
And the drugs,
you tried them all,
you know,
right?
They get marketed. There's commercials on TV. I mean, it just there's big money in these drug companies. So the pellet therapy kind of got lost a little bit in decades of synthetic hormones.
Got
and now everything's going back to, you know, everything wants to be organic and natural. So we're finding these old methods to be better.
Yeah, and it is organic, right?
It's kind of weird, though.
It's bioidentical. It's natural.
Yeah, it's natural.
Mimics the body as close as you can get.
You have to be okay with having a little incision and having it embedded in
but
your
hip. But it's painless,
painless,
right?
I mean, Jennifer does a great job, but it's kind of uncomfortable. But I want Jennifer to tell you, like, the changes she saw in me.
She got to
experience it firsthand.
Okay, Susan before and Susan after. Tell us, Jennifer Park, Dr. Park.
Oh, no, I mean, she's like my poster child for pellet therapy. She's done great on this therapy. I mean, she's made the most of it. I mean, she felt better, so she went out and exercised. And, you know, she just, you know, she took what we gave her and she just made the most of it.
I was so happy. And I'm not that old, okay? Just so you know. I mean, I had menopause at a young age, and I was so happy. And Jennifer's so cute. She's just so fun. And then she kind of helped me through Drew's prostate surgery.
Well, that's another thing. We have so much to get
and,
to in
you know,
this
we had
hour.
To discuss that. I mean, she became my therapist as well, you know, because it's just nice to find somebody who actually understands what you need as a woman and not judge you, because I'd come in and just say these crazy things, and then she kind of look at me like, okay, and it was, you know, maybe a little too sexual.
Well, that's her. She's your doctor. That's good that you felt comfortable.
She's been great. She's been, and she's, she's a great doctor in Pasadena. So if anybody wants to, you know, come see her, I'm sure she'll be happy to.
Jennifer Park. Dr. Jennifer Park. Is that how they find you? Is there any other way?
Fair
Oaks Women's Health.
Okay.
In Pasadena, California.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so I'd like to get into... Okay, so then your libido had this resurgence for 2 years. And then we could talk... And then Drew...
Right. So when I first started taking it, it was... I think my kids were seniors in high school. And I saw this huge transformation. I lost like 10 pounds because I started going to the gym. And
you just felt better all
around.
I
lost like 10 pounds. I changed and I felt really good. And the kids graduated and we got them all into college. And
congratulations.
All three. Yes. But, you know, I had so much energy and power. Drew had a couple of shows going and, you know, it was really fun. And then we went on a cruise and to the West Indies and we had the greatest time and you know we had sex every minute we could and just had the greatest time. And then he got super sick on the cruise and on the way home we were together the whole time, attached at the hip, literally, and he got this fever on the plane and we got back and he said, oh, I have this West Nile, you know, disease and I'm dying. He's like twittering it. And as I'm driving him to the ER, cause he's just sweating and he's dying. And this is like menopause for him, but he was just so sick and, found out he had H1N1. And I said, you know, Drew, you've been sick a lot lately. You know, you need to go to the doctor. And he was like, yeah. I said, listen, I want you to go in. So I went in.
It's funny, the doctors don't want to go to the doctor.
Right. Because he was sick a couple times, like once a month, like really
sick. And you start noticing, right.
Not just like, you know, a cold, but sick. And he went in, he had a physical. And I was really proud of him for doing that. He found out that he had prostate cancer, which he knew his father had. But they said, oh, well, you've got it. And it was kind of a, oh, my God. But it's in low stages, but you're probably going to have it removed. Because it's more than average for your age.
Right.
So, you know, the C word is really a tough one, especially when it's prostate and you've just sort of rekindled your
right after all those years.
Life.
Right. You
after
guys were like having your second honeymoon.
A very dry period of time, you know, and we were always sexual, but not like this. And we were so happy. And we were
ridiculous.
Extremely scared.
Did you just play?
It was bad. So they told us that we could wait a year to have the prostate removed. And I said, okay, so what are we going to do? What if, you know, when you have the surgery, how are we going to work this out? And I said, well, I went out and bought a bunch of dildos.
Right. Good. I know. I wish I knew you 2 years ago, but you just didn't come into my garage.
So I'm like, I feel like so funny too, because I'm ordering these things online and they're coming in boxes. And I mean, my kids are at school, so, but I'm like, oh shoot. I hope my housekeeper doesn't see this. And I'm like, I'm buying like all these crazy like sex toys and everything. I said, well, you know, if I train him how to use the
toys and you,
toys,
right?
Then I'll, you know, maybe when he's recovering from surgery or whatever, I don't want to just start out the day after surgery. I wanted him to learn how to use it because
right.
I was trying to have a sense of humor about this.
Right.
And then
you have a sex drive for the first time in 20 years.
Right.
Like, you're
so
gonna keep going.
I started getting into it. I really enjoyed it. And
what was your favorite toy? Do you remember?
Well, there were a couple.
You're like, it was.
Well, it's kind of funny because, like, I would. Oh, gosh, my kids hear this. They're going to die. Anyways. So,
I'm dying in here. And I'm not your kid.
Well,
when
I pulled him out, Drew was dying. He goes, I didn't know you were into big black men.
Because you got a big black dildo. Right.
I did. Okay. I got a purple one and I got a black one.
Right.
But the black one.
But I know they didn't. Like,
I don't know. The black one just had more appeal for some reason. I don't know why. Because I've never been with a black guy. So I thought, well, okay, what the hell?
Why not?
So we tested it out. We played with it and it was fun. And eventually that one burned out and died. We had to get another one.
Right.
Well, I didn't have to get another one. We had the purple one as a backup. But
I just got you another purple one.
It was really kind of the first time I've ever done that. And but I wanted to I have something for him to fall back on. And when we actually went 2 years without having the surgery, and we changed doctors, and you know, there was a lot of crazy stuff going on with that, but we were able to wait 2 years. And I have to say that when, after the surgery, he was right back up and running and ready to go. And but the dildos did come in handy.
Good.
I call them dildos or
vibrators.
Toys.
Were they dildos or vibrators? Because dildos don't vibrate. Was it vibrators and dildos?
Oh, God, here we go. Okay.
Well,
vibrators.
I'm sorry. Vibrators. They're,
okay. Sorry.
No. Well, I know this because it's my job.
We have dildos too. But and we have the little pellety ones but then somebody gave me one of those ones that looks like an alien. It's like
aliens.
It's like a claw, and it has like it's
I don't know
purple
this.
That one was kind of cool, and then, and then the one you gave me, the Juju, is like
the
really
Juju
cool.
Mimi. Yeah. That's my favorite one.
Right. So you know
that's why I gave it to you, because Drew was like, "Can you?" And I was like, "I'm going to give her my favorite one. I don't know you.
Yeah.
I didn't know what you liked.
And then the story
behind
that was funny. Is like, oh, here Emily gave me this, and I wasn't in the mood because it was after the surgery, and I'm kind of burned out on dildos a little,
right.
Or on vibrators.
Right. No, it doesn't matter. It's same. Whatever.
And but over the last, you know, 2 years, I have to say that it's really enhanced our sex life, and it helped bring him back after his surgery.
Right, which is amazing.
After
he's
you have
full
prostate
recovery.
Surgery, you have to have sex every day to get the blood flowing. And
right.
So we at noon, it was like, okay, it's time. And he couldn't have an orgasm, but we would, you know, get him to the point where he couldn't
right,
stand
part
anymore.
Of his treatment,
and then I would tease him, and then he would use the vibrator, and it worked just fine for me, and I was fine with it. He had a good time. I had a good time, and he's back to normal. So
good. I love that.
We're really lucky because a lot of things can happen.
Oh my God, you guys are really
surgery.
Lucky. But I mean, after all that you've been through, thank God you're
and
both healthy.
And he's an overachiever in every way.
He is.
My man.
Of course he was able to perform the day after his prod. That's so true.
And you know, I want you to call this podcast Happy Endings with the First Lady of Love.
Oh, that's a good name. We're always coming up with titles. Happy Ending. I love it. Oh my God. So is he going
to
be cool that we're talking? He's going to be coming in here soon.
No,
so.
He's fine. He said it would be okay. But I want women my age to understand that there is help out there, and that you can go to your doctor, and you can find a Jennifer Park who does the bioidentical pellets. And, you know, I'm a huge advocate. I've been married to my husband, who's been talking about sex for all these years, and nobody really knows our sex life. But
until now.
But we've changed. We've evolved a lot in the last 30 years. I mean, since we've been together.
I'm sure. But that's what's so amazing, because that's what I started out the show saying, is that so many couples, I mean, you've had some extreme circumstances, but not everyone needs hormone replacement therapy, but they might need therapy. They might need to go into couples therapy. They might just need to get checked out by the doctor, man or a woman who's ever having the low libido. Mismatched libido is the number one issue, like I'm saying, with couples. So anyone listening in a relationship right now, get some help.
Prostate cancer doesn't help your love life much either. I mean, it can really go bad. I mean, my friend that I work out with in the gym used to sell penile implants, and she talks about how she sold prostheses. And
oh my God! Thank God you need that.
Yeah, I know. I'd love you should meet her. She's hysterical. I mean, she was telling me how she saw a lot of penises, and she had to, you know, help men after the surgery with these prosthetic. And for me, I did not want that to happen. Can I tell this story about my daughter's nutritionist, Lisa Fishman, is hysterical. She was telling me how I told her that my husband had prostate cancer, and she's been friends of his for a long time. And she says, oh my God, I had a guy come in. He's one of my patients. And he was really upset with his doctor, and he is a lawyer, and he was going to sue him because he just pulled his penis out in front of me to show me the pump that he had to do and the bag that she's like. She goes, it's like when these gals get these fake boobs and they have to show you. And she's like, I don't want to see that right now. Like, could you put that away? Like,
oh my
she goes, oh, and we were laughing. I said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And she says, oh, it was really funny. I said, well, you know, find out who his doctor was. And she got back to me a couple days later and gave me the name of the doctor, and it was Drew's doctor. So I was I was stressed. I thought, oh gosh, and he was coming off his rehab show that week, and I didn't tell him all weekend because we were going to go to Vegas and have a good time before the surgery. It was a couple weeks away. I said, honey, this doctor may not have a good record. Like, we need to, you know,
this guy had a prosthetic penis.
You know, and my husband's a doctor. I'm not bashing doctors, okay? I love doctors for saving lives and doing what they do every day in their lives. I mean, clearly I'm not trying to, but there are times when you have to go with your instinct and look into things and research things. And, you know, my friend Lori, who was selling the prosthetics, actually is married to a urologist. And she had told me that I needed to go to Cedars. And then
in LA, Cedars.
And then we decided to call Norm Pattis, of all people, God bless him. He had recommended the doctor that we ended up going to at Cedars, and Dr. Bowie did the surgery, and he was phenomenal. So, you know, my place is to help people understand that, you know, it's important to have sexuality, and I want to keep my husband, and I want him to be happy. And since we've had a really busy sex life ever since, I don't think he's going anywhere. It's worked really well.
But he already didn't go anywhere as a thing through all of these times that you went through. And
he loves me, but I, you know, as the more famous he gets, you know, you worry, you know.
When, you do, right?
And I'm
as
in the
woman.
Public eye. I mean, we're a Hollywood couple, and I don't, you have to take care of your men, and I, your man, not your men, right. but your man. And, you have to be sure that, you know, both couples are getting what they want.
Exactly. And both people are.
Both couples. Both people are getting
what they want. Well, if you're in an open relationship.
That too.
But I would say just for people, whatever it is, like, don't give up on sex. So if you're with a partner who has a higher libido or a low libido, I'd say to people who are you know, new parents, especially dads who find themselves feeling like a third wheel or frustrated that their wives are not interested in sex, it's easy to tune out, and parents go months, years, they don't even talk about it. So you have to have more intimacy. However you can bring that intimacy, whether it's holding hands and watching a movie on the couch, like, you can't just let it go, because it'll just, you have to keep
And also check your hormones.
Again.
Check or your
hormones.
Health.
Go see your doctor.
Your medical situation is not independent. It
right.
is really part of it. It's our brain. It's the way that our brain is connected to our genitals.
It's so
and
true.
How we think and how we feel. And, you know, when you feel all warm and tingly down there, you want to have sex as a woman.
Right.
You can't stop. And when you have testosterone, you really want to have sex a lot. It's just amazing. I mean, I pride myself on it now.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
and
Drew's actually looking forward to maybe having the same treatment. And men can actually have it as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I think Jennifer, I should have...
The two of you, you'll never leave the house. He'll, like, won't be showing up for Loveline. We'll be like, they're home having sex.
Well,
he
runs home, you know, he runs home in between.
Is that why they call it pellets? Because it's like, it turns you into bunnies?
Yeah.
That's so cute. But I was going to say that couples who are going through this, that you talking about sex should not be swept under the rug. And you can make this conversation sexy. So you can, the brain is the largest sex organ, so you can still talk to each other in a way that's intimate and sexy and boost your partner's self-esteem and just stay connected around this. If you're not connecting sexually, definitely talk to your doctors, your therapist, your urologist, whatever you have to do. So I thank you so much for sharing your story, but we also have to call Rebecca right,
right.
now.
Right. We're going to change the subject because everybody's tired of my
subject. No, I'm not tired. I want to keep going, but now I feel like we told her we'd call her. But
that's okay. I think we've said enough.
Do you think we've said enough? So like
did I ruin his brand, Anderson? I'm worried.
No. You didn't. Anderson.
I'm going to look at him differently.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah, well.
But I just want to say one more thing. Is that what would your advice be to women who are going, like, even if it's not, you know, what you went through, but partners who are not connecting sexually, like, what would you say are, like, is your biggest, like, two of your three of your biggest takeaways of what you guys did before you had this miracle recovery?
Right.
But what were you doing all those years? You had kids, you had triplets, everything, deaths. I mean, how did you still stay connected?
I think Drew worked the hardest. He tried his hardest. He'd give me a foot rub and he'd be sensitive. It's tough when you have kids banging on the door and you don't have time.
Right.
Like, for a long time, like, we'd be having sex and I go, okay, just have sex. I don't need to have an orgasm. Okay. Just do it. I know it means a lot to you. And I didn't have an orgasm for a really long time because it was just like,
right.
I don't need it and I don't have time.
Right.
I can't do this because Douglas inevitably would be knocking on the door.
Right.
And then, but
that's
he
your
was,
son.
He
your
was
son.
Very, he right. was very sensitive about things, but communication is key. And I think women also have, if you're really entrenched in the day in and day out of kids and carpools and sports and, you know, making three meals a day and whatnot, it's stressful. And if you work and then you come home and you're tired, a little bit of fantasy. I mean, back in the day when my kids were young, I didn't watch porn or anything.
Right.
But if you want to watch a porn, watch a porn. If you want to read 50 Shades of Grey, do it. Whatever it takes to get your juices flowing before he gets home. Then when he touches you, you don't want to throw him across the room and go, get the fuck off of me.
Right, exactly.
Oh, can I say that?
Yeah, totally.
But you don't, that's how you feel. You're right. Like, I can't do this right now, you know. But if you want to just take a little me time and, you know, watch some porn on your phone or something before he gets home.
Exactly.
You, maybe that'll rev your motor a little bit.
Right.
Or, you know, if it's the same for men too, because sometimes the women are more aggressive.
Right.
When the men are aggressive,
just women, right. This is
it's
your
harder
case,
because
men
the man
and
can
women.
Get hard and go inside of right. you and have an orgasm and be happy. And
right.
the wife will go, okay, fine, let's go. You know, lift up her
right.
skirt, whatever. But you know, the same thing. And I'm that's what I would probably.
Okay. Yeah. Like use your, because women are like, I don't feel it. You could do things. You could watch porn.
I mean, I
didn't
porn. Have an iPhone master. When my kids were 5, 6, 7,
right.
8,
too
9,
bad.
10.
No porn then. But then you've activated.
No, and I like that you sell all these vibrators and the way you're selling this, because, you know, I would be afraid to do it if I didn't hear it, you know.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I want everyone, because I don't want people to think it's like a scary thing, vibrators. I mean, it helps so many couples, enhances, or even if you're not having issues, bringing a toy in the room can just be another exciting thing.
Or,
it's like a threesome with a toy. You don't have to bring another person.
Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, restraints, a little bondage. Bondage is so hot. That's for 50 Shades of Grey.
Or
I've
something.
Some really...
Yeah, but be gentle, you know. Just be, yeah. It's fun. It's like, have a little fun, like, be daring and dress up and do whatever, you know. It's but honestly, it's hard when you have kids. You can't just do that unless you have time alone. Take time with your spouse. Try to spend some time alone, which we never did, by the way.
Right. I know couples. I'm like, how long have you been? When's the last time you took a vacation together? Like, oh, 5 years ago.
Yeah,
I'm like, really? Like, you have to
yeah,
have the time,
it's so
even
hard,
if it's one
though,
night.
Because the kids are so busy. You just
and three
it's just
kids.
Impossible.
I don't
you
even
dedicate
know how you
your
did
life
that.
To those kids. They suck the life out of you. Trust me. I don't mean to be a downer, but
well, three at once. I mean, one kid. I had a dog for a while, and I was really having a hard time. So I. My
well, you can have sex in front
kids.
Of your dog. Although my dog, Rex Honey Badger, you don't want to have sex in front of
okay,
him.
Okay, good to know. If I'm ever at your house, I will not have sex in your house or with your dog around.
He tries to get in there. Like, please go away.
Okay, so I could talk to you about this forever, but we do want to talk to your medium, Rebecca. Who
poor
is
Rebecca, is she listening?
She's on the phone. Rebecca.
She's probably like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you, girl?
Good, how are you? Welcome to the Sex with Emily show.
Thank you. I'm pleasure to be here.
It's great to have Rebecca Fearing, right? And how can people find you?
You can find me on RebeccaFearing.com,
okay.
Or you can find me at my office at the Purple Rose at 818-368-4487.
Got it.
But on the website, RebeccaFearing.com, is all the information
perfect.
There also.
We'll put that on my site, too, Sex with Emily,
yeah.
as well. So we don't have, like, a ton of time right now, but I wanted to demonstrate Susan's show, Calling Out, is the name of her podcast, and I know that you've been on her show as well.
I've known her for a long time.
You've known
time.
Each other. So I thought we could
right.
do some kind of reading right now. Like, I don't know what we could do. We have, like, you know, 10 minutes. Could we do that?
Well, I can accomplish a lot in 10 minutes.
That's perfect. Okay.
Okay, so where do you guys want me to go with this?
Don't be scared.
I don't
it's
know.
Okay.
well,
I don't
what
know.
What does that sound? It sounded like
she
it was
went,
a ghost.
She
Rebecca,
went, I know.
Was there a ghost?
I think there was a door that
did
just
you
opened.
Do that?
That was
I don't
not
know.
Me,
I didn't
no.
hear a door.
Did you
oh
have a
God,
door open behind
no,
you?
No, no.
That
no.
was like a creak.
Okay.
That was like a fake. That was like what you hear in like scary
no,
movies.
No, it sounded like it a creaky scary. Door opening. Like somebody just opened the door and they're here
somebody's
for you, Emily.
Okay.
Who's
okay,
here
who's
for
there,
Emily?
Rebecca? Who's there?
Who's
okay,
me?
The very first thing that I wanted to talk about was I'm going to talk about the colors that I see and perceive in your aura and your energy very quick. You have a lot of light pink around you, like the color of love. You also have someone here from the other side that wants to communicate with you.
Okay.
And I feel really strongly that there's like two people here for you.
All right.
What is that?
That is a creaky, scary door that's coming out of nowhere.
What the hell? It was a door.
I don't know.
Did you hear that?
Is there a ghost?
Weird.
Somebody's doing
this is
that.
Really no, good for your business, Rebecca, because you don't even know that it's happening, but it's like what you would expect
I
to be happening.
Heard,
that would be your soundtrack in life, following you around.
Yeah,
be a creaky
no,
door.
That
so,
scared
yeah.
me. That is the weirdest thing, Rebecca. Did you?
Well, all I can tell you is that I don't know what it was. I heard it too.
I just heard it just now.
So let me tell you,
I'm leaving. I'm scared.
No,
okay,
it's okay.
No, okay,
it means
I'm kidding.
It's
okay,
real.
It means it's working. Okay, so Rebecca, someone's there and wants to talk to me, and I'm pink love. I have a pink bra on.
She is.
Yeah,
she
has a very pink aura. It's very beautiful.
Oh,
and in that stands two men from the other side that want to communicate with you.
Okay.
Of course.
Of course.
Why not? I'm talking about men.
The first one, I think, is your dad. It's something to do with your father's side of the family.
Yeah, my dad.
Yeah, because when I look at it here, I hear dad.
Yeah, my dad, he died. He did.
He's here. He's very handsome, actually.
Oh.
And he looks really good, really young. And he's with another gentleman with him. I believe it's his father. So you have your father here and your grandfather here.
That's amazing.
But the thing is, it's not his father. It's your mother's father.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he died. They all died very young.
Yeah,
before I was born.
And they say that a man, and this is a common name, a man named John is going to help you a great deal.
A man named John in my life now is going to help me.
Yeah, he's alive. He's not on the other side. And I know John is a common name. It's very important in some other endeavors you're going to undertake. You have another book coming out. Have you written a book before?
I have.
Okay, you have two.
Don't tell my dad what it was about.
Pardon me?
Don't tell my dad what
we
it was about.
We told him already.
Oh, we already told him.
Remember
okay,
the last
fine.
Time.
No, I'm kidding. He
oh,
probably
I don't
was.
Know anything.
I'm kidding. It's called Hot Sex. He would have liked it, actually.
No, your dad is encouraging it.
Oh, good. Yeah, I am doing another book.
Yeah. He's pretty proud of it, actually. And he said that you're going to have two more come out.
Okay.
He knows all about the other book, so he says not to be, don't feel bad about it. He's excited about it.
Oh, good. Okay. I don't feel bad. I just want him
to
feel bad.
He's glad that you also are not inhibited. To talk about sex and sexual, sexual practices, as he says.
So, I am not inhibited at all.
Because he thinks that our society is a little too inhibited and that we need to allow people to talk about it and express themselves in a way that it becomes healthy.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes absolute sense. That's what I've devoted my life to.
Yeah, and that it's important that this is able for people to be able to feel comfortable with their sexuality.
Yes, absolutely. That's like the purpose of my life.
Is he the one that opened the door, Rebecca?
I don't know. I don't know what that was.
That was trippy.
Here's my dad. I could see him wanting to talk. We haven't talked in a while.
Uh-huh. And he also told me about, he said about Paris, France, that you will be invited there or going there. So you better have your passport ready.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I need to renew it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
It expires like in a week.
Yeah, because you're going to
okay.
be wanting to go to Europe and you only have to, you know, not go because you don't have your passport.
Right. That would suck.
And I'm also finding a ton of stuff about your relationship.
With who?
And now... You have a partner, is that correct?
No. I mean, not one partner.
Well,
per se.
He says you're not married, but you have a partner. Or you're going to have a committed relationship that's going to come into play within 6 months from now.
Oh, my God, really?
Yes, and he said, leave the door open for this. Allow yourself to explore a relationship that is so open but yet committed.
He wants me to commit. Everyone wants to commit. That would be my dad from the, you know, where is he? From the afterlife telling me to commit to. Everyone wants me to commit. I'm not a huge fan of commitment, but I hear what you're saying. I mean, if my dad's telling me to commit.
Well, he said open but committed. Like, nobody's controlling you. Nobody's telling you what to do. But yet you're enjoying the relationship
right.
more in a one-on-one. Yeah, rather
no,
than
I could see that moving into it. That makes total sense.
Does that mean marriage, Rebecca?
And do you know anybody with the last name Lawrence or the name Larry?
Larry or Lawrence?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not familiar right now at this moment. Larry.
I don't think you know who it is yet, but keep that name in mind because it's going to be really important to you. And he also says that you're going to be able to buy another residence. So I don't know if you have two yet, but there's a house, but there's also like a penthouse. So you have another.
Is it in New York? Because
yeah.
that would make me. I'd love a penthouse in New York.
Yeah, you're going to be able to have.
You can buy mine.
Perfect. I'm buying Susan's. Okay, what?
Yeah.
He said I'd have a what?
No, he says it's not Susan's, but you're going to have one.
We'll be neighbors.
That's amazing. He also told me about you having the opportunity to, to make quite a bit of money. So you have a lot of good luck coming up to you right now. You have money coming to you. You have a new penthouse. You have one book that could be extremely well received as long as you PR it properly. And then
great.
You also have this gentleman that is so cute. Oh, my God, he has the nicest smile. Really, 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 really nice teeth. No problem with those teeth. And
teeth
he's very open sexually, but not where it's like you know, overdoing it.
Right. Okay. Am I? Do I know him right now? Do I know this guy?
He's close to you, but I don't know if you exactly know him yet.
Okay. This is great.
Yeah, and he also
hope it's
told
not
me,
true.
Oh, come on.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Actually, I've been meaning to talk to you.
Yeah, he has good teeth.
Okay.
Well, if you don't mind being Big Love, that's okay. And he also talked to me, your father talked to me about your mom.
Oh, okay.
But I thought your mom was living. Is that correct?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, because she's not over there talking to me with the guys. He says, no, her mother's very much alive.
Yeah, she's alive.
And she needs a little extra attention.
My mom?
Yeah.
Like so mother, like daughter.
Yeah, good to be with her during the holidays.
Yes.
And also that you might be taking an unexpected trip with her.
Okay.
Does your mom like to travel?
Loves to travel. She travels all the time.
Yeah, so that'll be really fun for you guys. Yeah. And also, he just tells me that you have, you know, some of the secrets that people need to know about happy and healthy sexual, I guess, practices.
He does. She knows all those secrets.
Wow.
And this might be one of your books that you haven't written about yet. It's not just about the act of sex. It's about the emotional intimacy between men and women, which a lot of men don't get.
No, they do not get it. That's why why did I talk about it on my show?
Well,
2,000 podcasts.
Yeah, because yes. I find a lot of people come for readings that the men are emotionally, sexually connected to their wife, and then the wife doesn't get attracted to them anymore and kicks them out of the bed. So your dad said that you've talked about it. It's helped a lot of couples, but you have more to say about that.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting. I am sort of working on another book ideas, proposals. That's interesting. Rebecca, mm-hmm. great.
And he also talked about a book that entails many practices from many different countries. And, you know, I don't know if people really ever think about that, but maybe some do. You know, anything from, oh, God, it's kind of complicated, but he says you're going to travel the world and you're going to get some really good research information that you're going to be putting into a book that has to do with different countries and how people explore sexuality and sensuality without the boundaries of conventional thinking. I don't know how that seems kind
okay.
of complicated.
Yeah, that sounds like me. I don't really do anything with boundaries or
she's
conventional thinking.
She's not making
thinking.
This up in her head.
No, I believe it. I'm like, I need to talk to you for like an hour. I mean, okay, he's got a lot
to
say. I know. I'm like, we should have called you like 6 hours ago. This is really interesting.
Yeah,
that's,
have you ever been to the Greek islands at all?
Never. I've always wanted. It's like one place I've not been.
Okay, well, you're going to the Greek islands, and of course, this is a
notes.
Place that I see is full of sex and sexuality.
Absolutely. Why haven't I been there?
Through, you know, experiencing pleasure through food or through intimacy. But you lived a past life in Greece.
Wow. I believe
and,
it makes sense.
And you lived on one of the islands.
Naked?
And, yeah. And actually,
someone feeding me grapes.
That you've talked about how to be intimate with people. You've done this for many centuries.
Oh, so this is my calling. It wasn't just some random idea I had one day. Okay.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah, and so, you know, this Greek vacation, or actually even could be a working vacation, is going to come up, I think, next year.
Okay. I'm going to pack. I'm getting my passport renewed.
Yeah, and you're going to go to New Zealand also, but this is with a lover, boyfriend, husband, and you guys. It's nothing about what you do. It was just exploring.
Oh, I'd like nature. To do something that has to do with what it's with my.
Yeah, it's
work.
Just nature. It's really fun. There's also a fun trip to Italy where you're just exploring some of the history there and museums. So
can I be your best friend?
You are. She's my new best friend.
You.
Totally.
Drew, guess where I'm going.
So you have a lot of interesting things. You have a lot to do with your work, but you have a lot of personal and interpersonal connections that you're still going to develop.
Great.
Your father says that you're going to be happily ever after in a committed relationship between now and the next 2.5 to 3 years.
Wow.
That doesn't mean you can't meet that man right now, but, you know, he says over the next 2.5 to 3 years, you're going to really find your place in life. He also talked about coming to appear to you, so don't be afraid, and that might be in many ways through maybe hummingbirds that are pretty common to come to people right in your face, so not in a bush. He also talked about...
Wait, back up. The hummingbird coming to me. What do you mean? Because I just bought a hummingbird thing for my hummingbird feeder.
Right.
I just bought one, which I was so random because I don't even buy, I just like hummingbirds and I saw it at the store and I bought it, but I just because I like, I don't
gonna,
know. It's I've never done anything in my life.
In
I'm not
face.
Even.
Actually, that happened to Drew when he was healing from his prostate cancer. He was sitting in the backyard and there's this one hummingbird and it kept coming like right up in his face and he was like, God, this bird.
Well, that's what they do because hummingbirds are multidimensional.
Right.
So they can, people from the other side can kind of, they throw them to us in a way and they'll come right up to our faces, not like in a bush or in the window or anything. So probably the fact that you bought that hummingbird was kind of a sign from your father that he's here today.
Aww.
He wants me to tell you how much he loves you and how excited he is that you were his daughter in that this lifetime. But he also has things to apologize about, things that he wishes he hadn't said or done. So I don't know. Everybody makes mistakes.
Like what? Like marrying those two women that I hated? Just kidding.
Well, he said that's for a whole other show.
I'm kidding, Dad. I didn't hate it. No, I kind of did. No, but he hated them too, I think. But it's cool. After my mom, not my mother. But anyway,
yeah, no,
it's a long story.
Not your mother. It was he said he did things where he has regrets, but he wanted me to tell you overall he thinks you're just an amazing person.
Aww.
And I'm not saying that just because your dad's here.
Right.
He's really adamant about it. And he also said that you have a lot of people and that's, you know, important in this world where, you know, people, there's so many sex crimes and perverts and unhealthy attitudes about sex and sexuality.
Right.
So what you do is extremely important.
Yes. Thank you. This feels really good.
And he also told me that, have you ever wanted to come out with a line of lingerie or maybe, he calls them pleasure toys.
Yes.
It's so embarrassing. I just, but that's what he
said. I have. I'm actually working. I just came out with a product line, actually.
Oh, well, your father seems to know all about it. And he's saying,
I hope he's using my massage candles. He would love the scent and like the oils and stuff. I think he'd like that.
Yeah.
Or the ball lotion. I mean, I don't know what he's into. It's been a long time.
It's going to be great. But he says to me that you want to make sure
ghost
that you have good PR so people know it's out there.
Oh, I need good PR?
Yeah.
He's right. Is he going to pay? No, he can't pay for it. He doesn't
have
any money there, does he?
Give him ghost ball lotion. Emily's dad's ghost ball lotion.
Dad, I'd like to give you some Down Under Comfort. That's what it's called.
It feels strange talking to this with your dad on the other side.
You don't have to talk to my dad about balls right now. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make this uncomfortable. I really didn't.
I'm sorry.
And then, you know, can I ask you a question? Have you ever talked about food and sensuality and sexuality before?
Yes, I have.
Because your dad seems to tell me that they get all your shows up in heaven.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they get Loveline too?
They're listening to my shows
in
heaven.
Entertainment up there.
That's amazing. I wonder if they get calling out.
They will now. Well,
I think they do. But your dad is talking especially about the edibles. That's what he calls them, the edible.
The edible.
Well, maybe it's that mask thing that you talk about.
Oh, the mask, the strips for, I don't know, oral sex. I talk about a lot of stuff. And
there are edibles in sex, I have to say.
Yeah, there are edibles. Sex and food is interesting. I don't mind people playing with sex and food, but just don't stick it inside of the woman, because usually that stuff that you're playing with isn't going to feel good.
Right. Whatever. That's smart.
That's what's got to tell people about that.
Good
but,
one.
Yeah.
Well, your dad thinks you have an amazing show and interesting subject.
No, she really is amazing.
He likes to help a little bit with your show.
He wants to help?
Yeah.
Okay, tell him whatever. We should just talk again, Rebecca. We'll call you. You'll channel him in. I'm sure he's got some interesting. He's quite a ladies' man, my dad. So I'm sure he has some
things
to say.
He's talking about. No, he is so funny. Because your father is showing me. I'm not kidding here, okay? I'm really serious. He's inside a beautiful bathtub with a bunch of bubbles. Ladies, the visual.
Waiting.
And he says, look, it doesn't always have to be the act. He tells me it's about the atmosphere, too.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so I think in the day, your dad was pretty sexy.
He was, yeah. I found some pictures once, Dad. In Vegas, which I was so confused. I was like 10, and he was like in Vegas, and there's like women in the... Anyway, yeah, my
well,
dad...
Well, a little too soon, but anyway.
No, my
good.
Dad, the women loved, they did love my dad.
Oh,
he did a lot
Emily,
of dating.
You're
stuff.
So cute. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you're
so
and
cute.
He's talking to Susan about her love relationship with her husband, because I believe he was listening to the show earlier.
Okay.
And he suggests that you and Drew take a big, gigantic bubble bath.
Tonight.
Okay.
I love that.
Susan?
Well, I will at 1:30 in the morning.
After Loveline.
I have two podcasts tomorrow. Can we
bubble
do it tomorrow?
Bubble baths are so fun. Yeah, tomorrow after the podcast.
Is
Friday.
That okay?
Do it
All
tomorrow
right.
after
hey,
the podcast.
Hey, Dad, can we do it tomorrow?
I love that my dad's giving sex advice from heaven. This is
amazing. Will. I'll take a bubble bath with my husband for you.
Yeah.
Thanks,
I don't
Jeff.
Know because he thinks it's important for people to express themselves in a way where they're not inhibited so they don't become, you know, sexually unhealthy.
Right.
And your dad is like really, he says it's really, really important. I mean, this is serious. He said, you know, Emily, it's really important that we teach people about this because then there are less sex crimes or less problems in our society regarding
right.
this subject. So, you know, you're really doing a really great service to the world.
Oh, thank you so much.
So are you, Rebecca.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank
Rebecca
you.
Fearing.
Everyone, she doesn't make it up, I swear.
I know,
she
Rebecca,
didn't read
you're
about
amazing.
You. She doesn't know who you are.
I
she
know.
Never, she didn't even know where she was calling. So.
No, I really didn't know what I was doing tonight, so this has been kind of fun. It's not the norm. I've never done this before, but lots of people do ask me about their sexuality and sex problems. So.
Well, you can tell them to look up Sex with Emily.
SexWithEmily.com. And, Rebecca, I will also put a link on my website when we post this podcast with Susan,
okay.
So everyone can
hey,
find
your dad
it.
Dad just told me thank you for letting him be on the show tonight.
Oh, anytime. Oh, do you know my dad? He was a radio host. That was his dream. Was to, he was
That's
on the radio.
That's why you're so good at it.
Yeah, oh, he was on the
yeah,
radio.
My dad owns a hardware fun. Store, just so you know.
And he wasn't making any money in his 20s, and he went to law school. And he always regretted that he wasn't a DJ because his DJ job was his favorite job ever. So he used to walk around the house pretending he was still a DJ, but he was really a lawyer.
Well, it makes sense that he showed up tonight. And he talked about the name James or Jimmy, too.
Jimmy,
so he
his
said
best
he would
friend.
Know who that is.
Yeah, Jimmy's his best friend.
Yeah, he said, tell her Jimmy. She'll know who it is.
Oh, I know Jimmy. Jimmy's his best friend. I always see him when I go to Michigan.
Yeah, will you tell me? Will you tell him Dad said hi?
I will.
Oh.
Okay, well, girls, he loves you. He thinks you're both beautiful. And he enjoyed being on the show tonight. And he hopes that you'll allow him to come in again.
Oh, anytime. I'm so honored that he was on my show. This means a lot. Oh.
Yeah, multidimensional.
I know.
Radio waves, you know?
I love it.
Oh, and that creaky door was
radio.
Really creepy.
The creaky door? Like, I don't even know what's happening. This is like
that
nonsense.
Was.
You guys are looking at me. I did not make a door sound.
You didn't, because that's
no,
so Anderson
Rebecca,
to make a door
that's
sound.
Not my style
it
at all.
It was like
it
the.
Is your,
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. Then I kind of heard it, too. But makes sense, because your dad wanted to come in from radio atmosphere, like in the day when they put all the special effects in.
Right. Exactly. He loved that.
That was
my
me closing the door, because we got to end
radio.
The show.
That was Anderson.
We're going
okay,
over
Rebecca,
time now.
Thank you. We got to go. Thank you so much, Rebecca. I appreciate
hey,
it.
Thank you. It was my first time being on a show like this. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And
it was amazing. Okay. Thank you.
Love
so
you.
Much,
bye.
Rebecca. Oh, my God. This is such a fun show. Susan Pinsky. You're amazing.
See,
thank you for sharing your story.
Interesting.
She's so interesting.
Yeah.
I can't believe my dad. Like, my mind is just blown
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, and I'm the only one who has the guts to do this. Nobody else wants to do it.
On your show. You
talk about dead people and whatnot.
But people are loving your show. So calling out.
Well, they do.
They
love my show.
iTunes.
They don't necessarily love me that much.
Come on. What's not to love?
I'm just
you're,
serving
your show.
It up. For,
it's your show.
I'm producing it and giving it to you so that you can have afterlife people come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, people
and,
can have this kind of experience.
Honestly, the look on Emily's face is priceless. She's
I was in shock. I'm like in shock because, you know, he died a long time ago. He died like 20 years ago, so.
I know. And
anyway.
You don't know him that well.
No, I don't.
That's nice, though. It's nice that you can connect
I know. I'm glad
him.
He approves. I always wondered. I'm like, God, if my dad knew what I was doing. But I guess maybe that's why I am doing what I'm doing. You never
well,
know.
Well, now you're going to do much more.
Okay, well, this is amazing.
And we'll visit you in your penthouse.
Exactly. Well,
and you can visit me in my penthouse.
I love it. We'll be friends in the penthouse.
We'll
okay, Susan, people can find you on iTunes. You're at First Lady of Love.
Yes.
Your podcast is calling
well,
out
the
with Susan
Twitter
Pinsky.
Is the at Twitter. First Lady
Sorry,
of Love.
The Twitter is at First Lady of Love, calling out with Susan Pinsky on iTunes. And everyone, oh, and the product line
I have a Twitter called Calling Out Today.
Okay.
That's actually our podcast Twitter.
Calling Out Today. Okay.
Which only has like 179 followers. So if anyone
oh,
wants
then
to follow
everyone's
me,
follow it. Now.
I know, but you know, First Lady of Love is my main
okay.
Twitter. And then we also have callingoutpodcast.com where you can actually hear our podcast. And if the iTunes isn't working for some reason,
right.
We load every Tuesday, well, Monday night, late Monday night.
Okay.
So Tuesdays, we have a new episode every week. And this week, Rebecca tells a story of her portal experiences. So
okay.
It's pretty
well,
wild.
Amazing.
And I let Gina actually produce that show, and she had the best time. I actually enjoyed it, too. So it scared me a little bit. It's been a really strange week. That might have been a portal door slowly shutting
maybe.
Or something,
maybe. I don't
too.
Know. What, that's
really...
amazing that this happens on your show every week. So everyone has to check that out. And also, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Sex with Emily. Also, emilyandtony.com. If you like the show, it's free. I'm sure you appreciate that. And I'm not going to charge you for it, but I am going to say that I do have a product line called Emily and Tony, and I have some beautiful, amazing candles that are these. I gave you the massage candles. They burn into
awesome.
Luxurious massage oil. Great gifts. I also have a ball lotion called Down Under Comfort, a lubricant. Go to emilyandtony.com. Check it out. Use coupon code Emily and you get special discounts. So that's all we got time for today. Thank you so much, Susan Pinsky.
And don't forget that ghost lotion. We need to have
the
that.
The ghost lotion.
Keeps
exactly.
like ectoplasm balls dry.
Yeah. It's endless. The ball market. I don't care what kind of balls
for
you have.
For your dad.
For my dad.
For
okay,
my
everyone.
Grandpa.
We're good. All right. So thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I'm Emily from SexWithEmily.com. CrazyGirlProducts.com carries unique pheromone-infused products that make you feel sexy and confident. I'm crazy about their Wannabe Naked Shave Cream. It's made perfectly for your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off at CrazyGirlProducts.com.